Time to talk a little Black Bear football as we welcome to the program the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you back with us as we get set to start the new season this week. What did you learn about your team in preseason?
Yeah, I think we definitely learned a lot more about our guys in terms of their maturity level. Camp has a lot of different types of days in terms of off days, days when you have walkthroughs in the afternoon, when you have lifts. You have the first day back after an off day, then you have your fourth day after a fourth day in a row of practice. So I was really pleased with this, our players' ability to respond, come out with energy, enthusiasm, passion every day to practice and to get better. And that's something that we've been focused on is our attitudes and really applying ourselves every day. So it was really nice to see them carry that throughout the month of August.
You kind of hit the ground running when you got the job last year. Has it been a little bit easier here in year two since you've had the proper amount of time to plan for things?
Yeah, I think, there's a little bit more, you're able to focus a little bit more on the personnel and on what we're doing, the fundamentals, the techniques, because you feel a little more confident with everything that's in place. And that's only going to make us better because that's where the focus should be. The focus should be on the people, the players, and making sure that they are improving and have that mindset to improve every day. So really feel great about where this team is at, from a character standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, and we'll continue to get better.
New players in, you've tweaked the coaching staff as well, including two new coordinators, one a very familiar face to folks here at the University of Maine. Can you talk a little bit about those coordinators?
Yeah, I think we were mentioning Jeff Kumishiong, who is our defensive coordinator, was here and played here in the early 90s and coached here in the late 90s into the early 2000s before having a career at Harvard, Boston College, Old Dominion, and most recently Cornell. So, having him back here has been really impactful. He's a great leader, first and foremost, and that's what we have to have is great leadership. And then Steve Cooper is a really sharp, bright, offensive mind, football coach, leader as well. He has been a great asset to this team and developed some really great relationships with our players. And that's what we need. We need guys that are passionate about football and love being around the players and pushing them and holding them accountable. So excited about the people we have in place here.
And when you talk about leadership, you've got that too as well on the field, especially with the guys who were selected as captains.
Yeah. I mean, looking at Derek Robertson being selected a captain, someone who's started seven games here in his career. So he has experience. He's been out there. And I think that's there's a comfort level with that, with all of our players and our coaches, but even more so just the way he carries himself. He carries himself the right way and leads and has relationships with a lot of guys on the team. And, if you do those things, I mean, people will follow you. So excited about him. And Kevin Jones is a guy who's, just really consistent and always available, ready to play. There's something to be said for that, playing through injuries and, making himself available for the team to compete. And then Vince Thomas on defense, who's really a passionate leader, someone who's continued to grow here. So, those guys have been terrific throughout camp and really keeping the team focused on what the objective is.
We're talking with Maine football coach Jordan Stevens here on Downtown. Well, let's talk about the offense first here. You mentioned Derek back. He's been in the program a long time. He has started. He's been a part of this system. You've got a running back who's been in the program for a number of years who looked very good in preseason in Tavion Banks. You've got a lot of depth on the offensive line, some talent at wide receiver and tight end. How do you feel about the offense, and what do you think will be the key to your offensive approach this year?
Yeah, you mentioned some of those guys, and we do have the playmakers to get the ball to and where they can make plays, if their ball is in their hands. So, starting with Derek, and he makes great decisions and get the ball to who we need to get the ball to. And, I think you'll see us really being in a team that's in 11 personnel, getting some 12 personnel. We got a really strong, productive tight end room. you know, really excited about the guys we have in that room and the work they're going to do on the field, and they're on the rise. So really looking forward to seeing our offense. I think they're going to put defensive schemes like to the test because of what we do and how we challenge defenses.
When you look at the defense, so you know, because you were a part of it, when the Black Bears have done well and had big, successful seasons, it's been driven by that Black Hole defense. You've got some talented guys coming back. You've got some newcomers that have looked very good in both spring ball and in preseason camp. What's going to be different about your defense this year?
Yeah, I think schematically we'll look really the same. I think the one thing you'll see in us will be us really playing with better fundamentals. That's improved a lot, and that just, you know, because of time and emphasis on it. And we've demanded that in practice. I mean, we've demanded that we thud, that we tackle, that we do the things necessary to play good defense. And that's tackling, that's getting off blocks, that's keeping the ball in front of us, not giving up big explosive plays. So that's been a point of emphasis, and that's something that we've had to kind of simplify some things down so our players could play and play fast, and that's really the objective there.
Schedule is tough out of the box, as it always is for the Black Bears, with an FBS opponent this week in Florida International. They opened this past weekend and lost a tough one to Louisiana Tech. What's their strength, and what do you have to do to be successful this Saturday?
Yeah, really impressed with just their development. You know, really, some of Coach McIntyre got there last year, it was first year, but just to see them play in a much more confident way, you can see that on film. I mean, they have a tremendous length up front on both sides of the ball. Their O-line and D-line play with some grit and some nastiness, so really impressed with what they were able to do at La Tech, but weren't able to finish. So that's going to be something they're focused on, is coming out, starting fast again, but sustaining that focus and finish throughout the game. But the really good secondary and receiving corps as well. So we'll be challenged, and they'll try to spread us out and put us in a position where we're going to have to win some one-on-ones. And but I'm looking forward to getting down there and getting rolling.
Absolutely. Well, have a good week of practice, Jordan, and we'll see you on the plane on Friday morning.
Awesome. Thanks, Rich. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. It's Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Black Bears, every week during football season, joining us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Tool a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. With full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing, visit creative-ps.com.